good afternoon, and here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 5th of August 2026. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello Jeanette.
Hi Kay.
And we're actually recording this a little bit post the 5th of August because Jeanette was in Vietnam at that time. Yes. And we're catching up over a few weeks. So yes. It's good to be here in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Gawler Cultural and Heritage Research Centre, which is a marvellous place and on the lands of the Kaurna people. Now, that out of the way, looking back 150 years ago, the late disasters on our coast, an unusually large number of casualties to our shipping has happened on our coast during the past month. The ill-fated Geltwood was the first, resulting in the loss of a valuable ship and many valuable lives. And I think there were 31.
Yes,
and that happened down in the southeast. Next comes the stranding of the Lass of Gawler on Truebridge Shoal, fortunately getting off again in a couple of hours, but not without damage. And Truebridge Shoal is quite notorious for shipwrecks over the years.
Mm. It was a dangerous thing, sailing.
Yes,
back then. And I was struck by when they were looking for the missing Malaysian plane, they found a ship at the bottom of the ocean, a sailing ship sitting on the bottom of the ocean.
Wow.
I don't know what it was.
Wow.
So 100 years ago, Gawler and its buildings. The Gawler Town Council is concerned over the many buildings that are going up within its municipal area, principally of galvanised iron construction. No objection is offered to this tangible proof of progress, but there is a certain amount of disappointment that the architecture is not more in keeping with the territories in which such places are being erected. And ironically, when we built our extension, one of the suggestions was we did do it in galvanised iron because it's historical now.
It is. It's actually quite a really robust material. Mm. I like corrugated iron. I like the little mini orb in particular as a sort of a decorative feature. And I love that kind of iron.
Old iron, rusting corrugated iron buildings, I love them.
I know, but they're very impractical. I was walking through behind the National Australia Bank and she says, waving her hand sort of to the right, I noticed that the building, I think it must be Ned's. Is that the one next to the NAB? Yes, Ned's. And their roofs at the back are very rusted. And I thought, I can imagine someone going up there saying, oh, we've got a leak in the roof again. Very impractical. The patina is great, but impractical if you've got a modern building.
Yes.
50 years ago, striped look. This is the new look, Gawler and District St John Ambulance, which has been striped on the sides with special reflector tape. The stripes make the ambulance easily recognisable. And there's a very small photograph there of four people standing next to a white panel van type vehicle, possibly a Holden, obviously with the stripes on it. So, and they still use the stripes
today.
Yes, they
do. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. A very good idea.
Mm. 25 years ago, fading Christmas lights. Gawler could soon lose its claim to fame as having the largest lit Christmas tree in the Southern Hemisphere. At the first meeting of Gawler Council's Development Assessment Panel, its members gave approval for the Norfolk Island pine tree on the corner of Reed and Jacob Streets to be removed if a proposal for an alternative tree could be provided. And of course it had died, so sad. So sad to lose that because it was beautiful. I was glad that I got to see it lit up.
I remember going to one of the last. They had a fireworks display there and I'm sitting nearby and the ash fell down and it burnt holes, tiny little holes in my skirt that I was wearing on the occasions when I wore a skirt. It doesn't happen very often. 10 years ago, chasing a golden dream, the Gawler community will wait in great anticipation of three of its homegrown athletes vie for Olympic glory over the next 8 days. On Friday, Evanston Park lads Jack Bobridge and Callum Scottson will begin their quest for gold in the men's 4,000-metre team cycling pursuit. Next Wednesday, former Trinity College star Chelsea Jench goes up against the world's best long jumpers as she looks to complete her fairy tale return to the sport. And Jack Bobridge and Callum Scottson got silver at yes. those games. So, yeah. And that brings us to the end of this week's Looking Back Through the Bunyip. We'll does. Speak to you next week.
Until next week, which isn't far away.
For old life's sign.